rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For some reason, I truly believe that I'm about to be a millionaire one day.
Yeah, like Oprah, you know, like the first black, you know, like first black something, million, billionaire. Oh, did I say millionaire? I meant billionaire one day. And for some reason, I am seeing all these terrible ass rich people and perceptively and deceivingly rich be exposed by truth, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately. Fortunately for us, unfortunately for them. It makes me fucking happy. That's all I'm trying to say. And it should make every black LGBT person out here happy, because these people are being summoned by the courts. R. Kelly, Jussie Smollett, all these people with these weird energies. But we shouldn't be happy because they're being summoned by court, but because they're making themselves get the fuck out the way so that normal people like us can be what? Successful and become billionaires without any sort of like need to be evil. I believe that's what our purpose in life is. And we are not here to mosey around and waste time. We are here and we are faced with a limited duration of time in life. And if we're smart enough, we can figure out how everybody can be happy. I'm pretty sure it's possible. And that's the reason why this episode is late, because I've been trying to figure out for the last week what to fucking do this week and how to be more focused on a whole and a balanced life, not just one that focuses truly on success or truly on one thing. I want everything to be valued and be balanced accordingly. I've been trying to connect with nature more, so I've been, you know, going out in the snow and visiting my friends, and luckily I have friends who live all over the country, so they live in beautiful states, which makes all the difference. I'm truly blessed, to say the least, to have this life, and I was speaking with one of my friends who I went and visited, and she was concerned about some dreams that she always had since like being a teenager, and it was like always between this, like, because it always happened when she was like between awake and sleep. I was like, oh my god, that's something that's significant. But the significance of them was not that she had them in a particular state of dreaming, but because they all were these terrible, terrible nightmares of her family and friends doing these crazy things. But I suggested at the time, instead of trying to avoid the night terrors, I don't really know how to interpret dreams. The only thing I know about my dreams is that trying to fight them is counterproductive. And that I suggested to her that she should accept them, because one of two things is happening from what she was told me. Either she was peering into another dimension, which is possible, And I've never experienced it, but I know it's possible. Also, is it a manifestation of her spiritual development? And the need for further explanation. Okay. My gut is telling me, you know, when she was telling me this story, we were like driving, so we didn't really have time to like really drill down into it. But my gut was telling me that she was possibly looking at a parallel reality in which the laws of nature are completely backwards, because my theory is that LGBTQ people, not just black, any of them, we've been forced to focus our energy inward, thus creating a cascading effect of spiritual development at an early age, at an earlier age than most people. And that's just a theory that I have. But my gut is telling me that she possibly was looking at a parallel reality just didn't know. That's why everything was so vivid, and that's why the people in the dreams didn't understand why it was so terrible. Because in parallel realities or in other dimensions, the laws of nature are completely backwards. So if you're peering in it in another dimension from this, only having this frame of reference of this one, the frame of reference from this dimension, of course everything's going to look evil and backwards to you. Fire, you know, for instance, like fire. In our reality, fire is the worst. But as we'll learn today, light, fire, energy, all of these things are perceived differently, maybe perceived differently in different places. We don't know. That's why more information is needed. So my theory is that certain people have more spiritual abilities than others, specifically black LGBT people, because we are marginalized as fuck. But more spiritual ability does not mean that we are better. We just got to that place of spiritual development sooner. So this is why I'm focusing on the esoteric energy system. If you've been listening for the last 2 weeks, I believe that this esoteric energy system governs our reality. Once we understand how all of it fits, we can begin finding our soul's purpose. Okay, honey, thank you for listening to Center of the Sun. I am your host, Devon. And I want to encourage you to continue listening today. I appreciate your support. In addition, I wanted to direct you to my affiliate company called Secret Energy. You can find the link through devon.org. You know, you can activate your greatness there. Check out the lit-ass resources at devon.org, devaughn.org. These are some resources that are available to you as we start talking about spiritual enlightenment. As I told you in prior episodes, I've been trying to find products and things to share with you all so that you can buy them and support the show if you want. I've been trying to find a good, reputable source. I think I found one. I'm personally taking a supplement called Shilajit. It's their like flagship thing that they believe is going to like enable people to focus on properly nourishing themselves. And that's where it starts. And I'm going to kind of tell you how this like these occult mystical ideas are really not occult or mystical. They're actually scientific as fuck if we allow ourselves to like engage science. But half the time we didn't pay attention to science class as a child. So therefore we just look fucking stupid as adults, but we're coming back to it. So this supplement that I want to share with you today, it contains the 85 minerals that are depleted from the soil. From my understanding of it, I don't care about the spiritual aspect of it. I'm literally just caring about the nourishment aspect. It is a known fact that our modern day farming has depleted our soil of minerals and components that support our physical body. If you're already taking supplements, then you don't have to take this because you're fine. But if you have a shit diet or are feeling shitty because of whatever reason you can't figure out why, I want you to check out Shilajit, devon.org. You can activate your greatness. You know, click on the Activate Greatness tab at the top. read my little blurb, visit the website, look around. You don't got to do much. But thank you for listening. If you need help or have questions, because they have a whole bunch of shit that, like, I wasn't realizing was like alchemy. You know, it's like an alchemy thing, which is perfect. So if you want to take other supplements that are not photosynthetic, you know, what is it? Photosynthesis are based on photonutrients, because that's what Shilajit is. They have heavy metals that you can ingest. They also have crystals that you don't have to ingest. You can just hold in your body and focus energy in that way. But the point of today's episode is to support your physical body, because without balance and wholeness, you cannot achieve divinity or spiritual development. Thank you for listening to Center of the Sun. Today, we're going to revisit the esoteric energy system. I know you're bored, but it's fine. Get a pen. It's fine. Because I have been doing some research, and I want to give you an explanation that makes more sense to me, because the thing about learning is that sometimes you have to revisit things in order to actually truly understand them. And as a 30-year-old, I'm like actually mad that I didn't pay attention in school better, because now I'm having to like backtrack and relearn things that I already knew were true. So yay us. Hindsight's 2020. It's fine. I'm shrugging my shoulders like fuck it. But I've been doing some research, and thank God I did pay attention to school. So side note, thank God I did pay attention in school when I did, because like I know how to like read an article and like critically analyze things and like summarize it and like not plagiarize it and then apply it, you know, technology to it. Like I have all of these, like the human brain is so effing amazing. That's why I'm focusing on today's episode is about human evolution and the human body and the importance of esotericism, okay? So I wanted you to get some paper. We're already 10 minutes in, and I'm already like, oh my God, this is the first page. I've only read the first page of the script. We have 4 pages or 5 or something of the sort. So this is going to be a comprehensive, because I actually read the website. I actually read it all and summarized it in the best way possible. And if that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for understanding around human energy, because there are a lot of people on Twitter talking about some, well, Jesus is the only reason. Okay, intuitively, you want to believe in Jesus. I understand, because you intuitively need to purify your body, save your body, redeem yourself. These are all natural feelings that you have. And your path to spiritual development is not wrong, and I cannot tell you that. I cannot stress that more. If you want to be a Christian, go ahead, follow the teaching of Jesus, because Jesus was just as enlightened. If he was real, if he was, he was like one of the most enlightened people, so you should probably follow him or follow the consciousness of his whatever, of his legacy. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about the three worlds of human evolution. And when I say worlds, think of your body, your physical body, or also known as the etheric body, you know, ether, the universal ether. We are part of the stars and the shit that swirls around, you know. So that's the physical world. Literally, you have your own time. Season one of Center of the Sun. See how all this stuff flows together? Season one of Center of the Sun. Brian Eagleman, or David Eagleman. I keep calling him David Eagleman, whatever his name is. David Eagleman, author of some, you know, book about the afterlife, the different kinds of variations of the afterlife. He discovered through observing the ebb and flow of calcium atoms that every single person has their own reality and time clock inside of their brain that governs every system that happens inside their body. So that's the first world, okay? The second world is the emotional world. It's your expression, okay? It's the aspect of you. It's the heat that rises, you know? It's what drives you in the physical world, okay? And the physical and the emotional, you know, those things are constantly fighting. In addition, the third world of human evolution, and it's an entire world. So the emotional world are like your centers of your energy, like where your energy resides. Those are your emotions, like in the middle of your stomach. Like when you go, like I always know, like when I go sing or go perform, my physical body has to take a shit because my emotional body is like fucked up, you know, like I'm nervous and it's causing a reaction in my physical body. It makes me want to take a poo. But then my mental body takes over and says, Devon, you got this. Not only have you done this like 3 million times before, you're fucking amazing at it and everyone's gonna fucking love you. So shut the fuck up and let it go. And then your flight or flight comes in, your emotions turn off, I black out, and then I holler and scream and do this weird thing and everyone claps. Esotericism, because it's governed by the law of cause and effect, is applicable to the life of the individual, the community, the world, and to the immediate conditioning levels of experimental spiritual energy, okay? Or energy without form or without principle. For understanding how to condition this energy or direct energy in a certain way, as I just described in my own body, I've been able to like reroute negative energy and just live. The individual must grasp two main ideas, okay? The first idea is that we are a combination of different forces of nature, okay? Those three worlds or three bodies that I just listed. The first thing about those things is that we inherit DNA, behaviors, culture, language from our ancestors. That's why ancestral work is so important, because without them, there would be no us. They existed before us. Their energy work set the stage for our energy work. The conflict between the three main forces, or those three main bodies, so they're synonymous, or synonym means the same thing, but it's a different word. World, body, and force are synonyms in this capacity, okay? And by being encapsulated in a physical body, these three forces, it's necessary. That encapsulation in the physical body is necessary for human evolution, okay? So are there other human forces or higher dimensions? Of course. But right now, we're only talking about this amalgamation or this aggregation of bodies, okay? Mental, emotional, physical, or also known as etheric body. This merging creates an astral body, which is another form, you know, which is another thing, another layer of reality that we're not going to get into today, but that's where you go astral projection and all that kind of stuff. You can move through your energy centers and leave your physical body. Ooh, coachale. I'm only on page 2. It's 17 minutes. Golly. Okay, so moving forward. Number two in this thing you must understand about the bodies, about the human nature, about nature in general, because all animals have these bodies. They just can't express them like we do. That's why we're supreme beings, because we have the ability to do all these things and then perpetuate life. Like, we're so amazing. Like, being a human is so fucking amazing. Anyway, human beings can be sensitive to and discerning of all energies. You have the ability to increase your perception of energy, regardless of whether or not they're good or bad. You actually probably should know all, you should be able to identify all things and determine if they're good or bad based on your personal feelings, based on your energy. This is necessary to avoid dangers. I mean, come on. I'm pretty sure that's why Black LGBT people are so lit, because we've been able to deem energy good or bad in a pretty, we've been able to figure it out pretty well since children. But no hierarchy exists, but as humans, it helps us understand what perpetuates our existence and subsequently what ends or terminates our existence. The physical body should be regarded as a piece of machinery. You are a MacBook Pro ass looking ass bitch. Like, because it can be used as a tool of your personality. When I go to work, I'm off work today, clearly. But when I go to work, I realize that, like, I am the computer that uses a computer. Like, without my brain and my ability to, like, do more than a fucking computer could ever, I mean, we can never recreate our own brain because it's so fucking advanced. We can't make anything as or better than ourselves, so it's just always going to be cheap. But we use our bodies as a tool. Like, you're more than just your body, and you can use your body to direct physical, mental, and emotional energy in a direction of your choosing. So when people talk about, oh, you're such a bad vibe, yeah, because you're directing fucked up energy to people, and people can sense that. People are sensitive to that. Physical forces are mainly automatic, though. So, like, your stomach moving and your breathing and all these things, those are in response to external and internal energies. Like, there's just some things that are automatic, okay? Mental and emotional forces can be forced through the physical body, or not forced. Well, like, it can be forced or focused through the physical body and supports those automatic forces. So, like, your emotional body is focused through your solar plexus, and then your physical body, it just makes everything, it amplifies what's already happening in your physical body. So, like, if you're nervous, if you feel nervousness and your body is already having a reaction to an external thing without your knowledge, it's just going to be more intense. That's why, probably why panic attacks are so intense. But above all, we should be sensitive to the energy coming from our soul first. These forces emanating from higher mental levels also can be identified as our higher self. Our higher self, or higher light, or higher force is directing us to a point of evolution. That is the purpose. Your soul chose your physical body. So that's, like, where you should always be, like, trying to revert back to is, like, what is the purpose of my soul? What did my soul choose this cute as, tall as, very handsome body for, you know? What, you know, there must be a purpose. And the purpose is that our higher self is seeking a definite point of evolution. So sometimes the purpose is to just, like, evolve. We then can start to recognize the energy that surrounds us, not as specific events, but as energy in action. So just this constant movement, we're moving towards a point. And that's what we're trying to get to. We're not trying to get to heaven. We're just trying to go in a direction of evolution that will allow us to perpetuate life, okay? We can use energy around us to manifest our desires. Like, some people are, like, just speaking into existence. But we have to know how this shit works, guys. Come on. It's not magical. It's not supernatural. And it only seems like magic because it symbolizes our inner world. The inner world seems like magic because we are told that it is magic and that everything external is real, everything internal is temporary. But actually, the other way around is true. And eventually, our perception will max out. I think that might be the purpose of the soul, is because there's a certain amount of perception that is maxed out, in that, you know, Cartesian rationalism has to be initiated again to help us understand more about, because it's like infinity. Like, what happens when infinity reaches infinity? Like, there's going to be need, you're going to need a system to, like, understand, like, is this where I stop? Like, so that's why hierarchies might be necessary, good or bad, you know, in the aspect of scientific discovery. Hierarchies are a form of energy too. So they should be studied just as much as we study, you know, anything else. Sprite from last night. So let me take a sip. ASMR. Ew, CRMS, not Sprite.
Ew, made with real sugar.
That's why it tastes disgusting. Well, I guess if you're going to drink... I knew it was tasting weird. I need high fructose corn syrup. But I guess you're supposed to eat real sugar, not high fructose corn... I don't know. Anyway, vegetables... Things derived from vegetables are just as bad for you. Okay, anyway. Ooh, shit. Hitting the mic. Let's move on. I had to take a little commercial break for Sierra Mist. So, let's see. To work with energy. So, I just got done explaining kind of how it works. Like, what are the components? But, like, why is it important to you? Okay? I think that's probably why you're listening right now. It's important to you because you can work with this stuff. Once you understand how it works, it's not hard because it's already your power. Let me move my mic a little bit. It's not hard because it's already your power. So, to work with energy, I want you to understand a few more things, okay? So, number one, you must bring down energy coming from higher sources and ground them. Okay, so that's one of your purposes. In the physical body, you can ground energy. And you can ground energy in your surroundings. One of the things that my friend told me about when she was talking about her dreams is that, like, she's a nurse in a hospital that doesn't allow you to open the window. And she's very worried about the people that die because she's like, where does their soul go? Where does their energy go? And I'm like, it goes into the walls. Like, that's where the fuck it's going. It's like just... You know, and so that's an example of how, you know, if she can direct the energy, I guess, to her body and take it out to the woods, I mean, and send it out in that way. But another example of how we focus our energy is through bombs. We take external components and bring them into, we anchor them down and then create a weapon. And then we create a war, which is the expression of that energy. And that's a very simple way to describe it, but like literally that's what we're doing. We are that's our spell. We're casting a spell by smashing atoms together. Like once we realized that as a society, we were like, oh shit, what the fuck is radiation and like the physical way, the physical energy that we can ground. We bring energy down from a higher source. Like the higher source is our mind from our higher self. And instead of like creating balance, we create the opposite, which is disruption. But our world is a product of the world that existed before us. Okay. So because energy can never be created or destroyed, we must recognize that energy persists from past events. So the way you treat people is the way people will be treated in the future. There's a way to distinguish between that which is beneficial or harmful. Work with energy that perpetuates life. Life is sacred, and only certain beings have inherited the necessary components of life. So we're lucky. Not all beings can perpetuate life. Sometimes the building blocks of life are all the individual must work with. Okay, that's all we got, are like these energies. That have no purpose or seemingly no purpose, but we shift from focusing solely on substance and begin discovering aspects of life that may not be as dense. Okay. So looking at your dream, you know, peering into other dimensions or seeing things that we can't see with our two eyes may help us understand more about the esoteric energy system. Unprincipled substance is necessary to the foundation of life. These also can be called qualifying energies because they allow the individual to develop the subtle inner mechanism through which contact can be made with more general and universal aspects of esotericism. So we, in a nutshell, we can become more powerful if we understand universal energies because they're the foundation of life. Some energies' purpose is to express through form. That's basically some types of energy is just to express it through form. And that's why like believing in Jesus is so intuitive to us. And like we want to so bad because some energy's purpose is to redeem and salvage and purify form, specifically humans, so that when energy is transferred, it's transferred in the highest order. Which means that it's more aligned with the creator. It makes sense why humans are drawn to symbols of safety and survival. We all intuitively want to connect with energy that purifies our form. It makes sense. Certain humans know how these systems work and manipulate us to worship and direct energy to them. That's where the conspiracy comes in, because it's certain humans know that we want to connect and purify our form. That is the purpose of a lot of people's energy, but they manipulate our perception and tell us to worship them instead, or that they know better than we do, when we know hierarchies don't exist. We know we're all the same. How does he have more energy or more knowledge than I do? He doesn't. He just knows how to manipulate you. That's why Center of the Sun exists. We're exploring all the ideas that seemingly are wrong or unknown or bad or evil. We're trying to apply a little bit of common sense to it, because there's some things you learn as a child that are not explained well, but are still important as an adult. This is one thing that is, that you know it intuitively as a child. Like, there are no people that are, there is no one better than me. There is no one higher than me, but there are people that know more than me and say that they're better. Why is that? It's because they've just gotten to the point of spiritual development, and instead of helping other people, they decide to hoard it. That's not the purpose of this show, so to each their own, because I don't believe anyone's path is wrong unless you're out here really being R. Kelly or something. His path ain't wrong, because he gonna get his. What you do in the dark comes to the light. That's your path. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to go through the most embarrassing route. I'm trying to make it easy for you. I'm trying to make it easy for y'all to get to where you want to go, because you shouldn't have to hurt other people. And if you do, I don't know what to tell you. But humans can take unprincipled substance and make substance out of it. Speaking life into existence, using your creativity, and developing your spirituality brings energy from higher sources and grounds it. It's that simple. You don't have to hurt nobody. You don't have to make fun of nobody. You don't have to do nothing but ability to express yourself through creativity and develop your spirituality. Those two things alone bring energy from higher sources and ground it. Where do you get your inspiration from? It's coming from a higher source. You just have to. You already believe in God, so this should not be hard to understand. You're enlightened. Yeah. But the purpose of it is to fuse the personality and the soul, so to function freely in the world of meaning. And you can use your physical body as a tool to do this. That's why your hands, and that's why we are beautiful people. Black LGBT people are beautiful, because we have merged our personality and our soul. And we can function freely in the world. And we only use our physical body as a tool because we know our body is not everything. Straight people believe your body is everything, and that, oh, man and a woman. A man and a woman. Well, he also made, you know, every variation too. And the variations of humanity actually perpetuate humanity. Dumbass. Anyway, yeah, biodiversity is actually necessary for survival. Dumbass. Anyway, moving along. Somebody called me a zombie on Twitter because I said I'm attracted to a strong brow and a man. Okay, well, a grown-ass man shouldn't be worrying about what the fuck I'm doing on Twitter, bitch. Anyway, yeah, I don't worry about what grown men do. I don't really care. So if you want to be in Africa and be ignorant, then that's your fucking problem. But I'm not ignorant about my sexuality. I don't care about what people do on the internet. And when I realized that these people were not Americans, I'm like, damn, why do I always be arguing with non-Americans? The cultural differences are just so vast, and I have no time for it. But if he wants to come over here, I guess I have to accept his ass, though. Anyway, because that's just how we work. How to bring energy down from higher sources. Number one, don't do what I do and cuss people out on the internet. That's not how you do. But if you want to work with energy and higher sources, the first thing you should probably realize is that all esoteric energy work and activity produces light and illumination. This is a form of higher light, or we can also call it our higher self, honey. The physical body is the route through which light can be directed. I forget which episode it was. Oh, something about the water. God created the heavens and the earth. Something where I read the Bible. The one episode where I read the Bible, we talked about sonoluminescence, or the scientific fact that sound waves in water produce light, which indicates to me that everything is water because everything is a vibration. Therefore, it would make sense that everything else is water. And then we create light and create force and energy and whatever else and form out of that. Also, the physical body is the cosmic intermediary. Okay, so we are all star stuff. We channel energy from our soul. We channel energy from the sun, and we channel energy from the planet. Also, something that is really cool that I just really fucking love is dark light. Have you heard of dark light? Well, dark light is produced by physical atoms and is the aggregation of force created by atomic stimulation. So all your bodies coming together, I mean, the force is needed. Because you need the atoms to smash together. You need the atoms to smash together and create light. That light is inside of you. That's why we call it dark. It's not dark like, well, because you can't see it. But enough of it. And you can focus on the dark light. Okay? That is why we want you to focus on the will of the soul body. To maximize our light that shines through the short period of time we are alive. So your atoms are moving only for a certain amount of time. That light can be directed in a specific way. So number one, the body is magnetic and the soul is electric. Those two opposing forces is what you should be focusing on, okay? Yoga. The spiritual aspect of yoga, I don't know much about it, but simply, yoga teaches you how to align your spine to maximize the merging of several forces that produces a qualified energy. That's why no one's path is wrong. Because everybody knows intuitively what to do. So I'm not a Buddhist, but yoga still does the same fucking thing. I don't gotta believe in Buddha. They just believe in Buddha because it's easier to understand why they're doing it. But by doing this, so for instance, yoga, you sit in the pose. And you align your chakras, you know, doing all that stuff. You align your chakras and this and that. Doing that creates an inner soul and an inner light. Or not an inner soul, an inner sun. Close your eyes. And I do this all the time. I close my eyes. And I had this problem as a kid where I would close my eyes and it's not dark. And I see all this shit inside. That is your dark light. Let your soul glow. You know, this intuition, we say these things that we're just like, oh, like, yeah, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, or I'm going to let my soul glow. Like, literally, we intuitively know our power. Literally. We say it as kids. We teach our children to let your light shine. What the fuck do you think that means? Because it was never Jesus like, oh, I'm gonna, like, Jesus is the light inside of me. No, it's like this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine to the world and teach other people about Jesus. Like, it wasn't because Jesus was the light. But we're told that our power is given to us externally. We can hold energy steady in the brain. Yeah, we're doing it right now. The inner light we hold in the brain causes a reaction in the physical body, or your vibration, your vibe. Doesn't this stuff blow your mind? Email me, host@centersun21.com. My mind is blown. Visit devon.org. Subscribe to my blog because I'm going to be, you know, trying to develop these ideas. The inner light we hold in the brain causes a physical reaction. That reaction is called your vibration. How you interact with other people It all starts inside. Nothing starts externally. Everything starts internally. There's nothing external except for other people who are also starting internally and then expressing. You know, it's like a cycle. It comes in and out. It's constantly moving in and out. We're constantly going into a direction. So what practically can you do? What is the practical application of this information? Well, that's why I'm here to tell you, honey. Focus on purifying the bodies in which energy centers reside. Trying to align your chakras, focusing on your solar plexus, doing all this work actually creates an imbalance, if you know what I mean, because you want alignment. Why do I keep hitting the microphone? Golly, you want alignment. This is why Beyonce keeps telling you to be a vegan and do yoga, because it doesn't matter what your energy is if your bodies are fucked up, if your worlds and your forces are imbalanced. Imbalance with an M. M as in mom. You must be obsessed with taking care of yourself. No one's path is wrong if you're healthy in all aspects. Your path is not wrong. Being a Christian's okay if you're healthy. It's just like being fat is okay if you're healthy. Duh. Your consciousness is your throne and your kingdom. Attend to your kingdom. The kingdom of my mind is precious. Yeah, I have a song. I write these fucking songs and then I learn like why I wrote it like years later. Seek the light emanating from your own soul. Your soul is your master. Your soul chose your body. Let your soul drive, and one must attend to the immediate needs of your soul. No one else is your master. So don't waste time looking for an external master. Do not intend to cultivate psychic power specifically. You must instead understand what you are currently seeing and hearing. And is it necessary? Does it perpetuate life? Is it qualified? Because all animals have this power. We know animals have souls. We know, we interact with animals. We know. And on an intuitive level, we know animals have power. That's why we feel horrible when we eat them. Or some people feel horrible. Most people don't. Or most people just die of a heart attack. But that's why. Because we're not supposed to be eating them. Okay, so here's a good idea. Keep a spirituality diary. Okay? So this is my last practical tip for energy work. So as you develop your spiritual identity, get a little notebook and write down any spiritual experience you have, any presence you feel, any soul stirring things, anything that you know that was my soul talking to me, any non-scientific, make this impartial and non-scientific. Also, you can write down any illumination or rapid intuitive response or revelation that you've come to, because that is an indication of wisdom from the soul, coming from the soul. Focus on those like aha moments, as Oprah would say. Any telepathic experience, I'm being confirmed, every day I'm like, wow, like I really can read people's mind and people can read mine, because they be knowing what I be feeling and I be knowing what they feel, and it's checked for accuracy because then they say what they feel and I'm like, oh shit, I know shit. But just foster a spirit of truth. Okay, so anything that fosters a spirit of truth, unwarranted, just like, damn, I knew that was going to happen. Any phenomenon, you can write down any phenomenon of the spiritual or mystical kind. It doesn't matter. For instance, like closing your eyes and seeing a light in your head. That is a physical phenomenon. Write it down. Describe it in detail, but impartial and non-scientific. Just tell me what it feels like, what it sounds like, what it tastes like. Okay? Note the brilliance or the dimming of the light. Note the informed voice of the soul or the... But can you distinguish it from your subconscious? Does it mean like I should eat because I'm hungry? Or like... you need to like focus on your spiritual development by supplementing your diet with She Legit, found at devon.org. Activate greatness tab. And you can just write down any other unexplained psychic phenomenon, whether pleasant or unpleasant. What dreams are you having? Are you seeing your mother skin cats in hell? Like, I don't know. But the point of this, all of this today, and I thank you for listening. You have been listening to Center of the Sun. Send your questions to host at centersun21.com, or you can find me on Twitter at centersun21 on Twitter, or you can always visit devon.org, my blog, and subscribe there. Increased sensitivity is an indication of spiritual growth. One day, you'll be just a soul, okay? So, I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you at another time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.